You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! I love it! I love it! You know, I'm looking at 2011 year in review. What were the top news stories? This year went by fast. The Casey Anthony trial is considered one of the top news stories. Of course, the Japanese earthquake and tsunami, royal wedding this year, death of Osama bin Laden, Congresswoman Gifford shooting. They have your Amy Winehouse, death of Amy Winehouse is one of the top stories. Death of Muammar Gaddafi, unemployment, Occupy Wall Street, and then Arab uprising in the Middle East. I tell you, a year went by fast. I can't believe it. That's right. It's been, I think, a year since the Tucson shooting of Congresswoman Giffords. Year just zoomed by. Boy, a lot happened this year. A lot happened. So I'm kind of excited. I'm kind of excited about 2012. I think it'll be great. I know we're all kind of watching this whole Iowa caucus that's going to be coming up. Now, again, the one thing I want to stress, and I can't stress this enough, is I'm watching the media day after day, and every single news station has a different poll. Today, I saw that one of the polls has Newt Gingrich in fourth or fifth place, yet another poll still had him in third for Iowa. And what I think a lot of us don't realize is 41% of caucus goers here in Iowa are undecided. So, I mean, we're looking at all these different polls, right? That's saying, okay, now Romney's in the lead. Now Ron Paul is in the lead. They're going back and forth, yet almost half are undecided. Right? Yet already the media is trying to manipulate us into who to vote for. So just, you know, have an open mind. We'll see what happens. And I am a little nervous about Ron Paul. I'm not going to hide that fact. I know Kelly Clarkson, right, American Idol winner number one, came out and said, I support Ron Paul. I don't think she realized all of Ron Paul's past. I don't think she realized a lot of Ron Paul's statements. You know, many of us weren't too familiar with Ron Paul until lately. And, you know, some of the things he says, you know, it's like, oh, wow, people say, Dahlia, you should support him. He's a doctor. He says, I just don't like his foreign policy. All right. I'm not a big fan of his foreign policy. Anybody who's hinting that Israel shouldn't get any support, or the way Israel is handling Gaza and being attacked by the surrounding states is incorrect, I'm not a fan of. So, no, I'm kind of a little nervous. So I think, you know, if I could give any advice to Kelly Clarkson, because I guess she got a lot of criticism, and she had to come back and say, but I'm not racist, I'm not this, I liked what he had to say. He's one of my favorite Republican, you know, candidates. I think, you know, before you actually get on air and endorse a candidate, or, you know, tweet or make any public statement, you really need to know a lot more about them and a lot more about their past. That's why I really haven't endorsed any candidate myself. Not that any of you care, you know, who I would vote for. Right? I know you all think I like Romney because he's handsome. I still have a bone to pick with the whole Romney care. I really don't know how Mitt Romney's going to handle health care. So I can't say I fully endorse him. But then with Newt, again, we have a lot of people with family values and that are very, very conservatives. We have a lot of, when I look at Newt, all right, smart man, extremely smart man, but can he win? Remember, I mean, we are looking at an election. We aren't just picking who we want, all right, and hoping that flies. We need to calculate who is going to be able to debate President Obama. All right. Who is going to actually floor him? Personally, I think Mickey Mouse could. I think anybody in a debate, as long as you pull away the teleprompter, I think we're going to be fine. But, you know, we every candidate I see has something lacking. All right. However, they do all have good points. So I'm just kind of watching this to see what happens. But yes, I am very, very nervous about Ron Paul's foreign policy stance. And so I'm a little nervous if he was going to be the one taking the stage. And I don't think he would be able to beat Obama, because I think a lot of his past statements that did have some racial slurs to them are going to come back and haunt him, and he won't be able to win. So I don't really think we should be wasting our time. But again, that's politics, you know? It's all a game. It's all a game. So we'll see what happens. But just everybody keep in mind, there is a huge group of undecided voters. And all you're seeing in the polls are 59% of people that say they know who they want. 41% can change the whole game plan. We could be looking at Bachmann winning. So just, you know, just keep in mind, all right? And I trust whoever's in Iowa is going to, you know, make a good decision and hasn't been watching CNN and all these other, you know, stations where there's a poll on different, you know, every day a different poll, right? The abracadabra poll puts Ron Paul in. The Scooby-Doo poll. I mean, come on, people. Okay. All right. What do we have for today's show? A lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff. Okay. Darn, I have all this 2001. I get this the hell out of the way. Okay. All right. Looks like they have found 20 cancer cases in women with these faulty implants. These PIP implants are not going away. Now I guess Brazil is going to be starting to, for free, take them out. So just like I said, everybody just look down your shirt and find out what implants you have. We're also going to be talking about how milk in teenagers has been tied to prostate cancer. Yeah, so if you drink milk as a teen, later you could be more risk for prostate cancer. I don't know if I buy that one. However, people who have been taking their cholesterol medicine, their statin medication, may have less of a chance of prostate cancer. So that's always a good study, a good story. So I want good news, right? We'll talk about some medical predictions for the next year, which I like, and some tips to keep you healthy when you do winter sports. We're going to just put as much information into the show as possible. But, of course, we want to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. And if you want Dr. Dahlia in your city, you got to call your radio station up. Email them, tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia, and Genesis Communications Network will make it work. We got Donovan working the dials on this beautiful, beautiful day. I cannot wait for today's show. All right, don't go away. We're coming right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Here. Looks like this just in, North Korea has named Kim Jong-un army commander. Now, remember, Kim Jong-un is the 27-year-old taking over for his son, his father, Kim Jong-il, right, who had died about 2 weeks ago. Now, when I saw this, that Kim Jong-un, okay, is now army commander, I was trying to think back if he's had military experience. I don't think he has. I don't think he has. I do know from multiple reports that he does play video games, and he likes video games a lot. Pew, 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 pew. So, you know, maybe they are assuming that that is a significant amount of training and qualifies him, but they say they have now formally named him Supreme Commander of the country's armed forces. All right, this move is seen as a clear sign that the young leader is fast consolidating power over North Korea. All right, no military experience from what I understand. A lot of video game experience running the army. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I would like to know some of the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease.
Alzheimer's disease. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Symptoms of Alzheimer's. Okay. Early versus late. Early, you start to kind of lose your memory. All right, you know, things just don't seem to come back to you as quickly. You have trouble planning things, you know, like maybe planning a vacation or kind of solving a problem. You know, you're trying to do some tasks at work, figure out your computer, you're having more difficulty. Although, honestly, I'm probably going to really have to, you know, make some specifics, because I think a lot of us would say right now we're qualifying that. You know, if you look at the definitions, they'll say confusion to time or place, trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships, difficulty with word problems. I still have difficulty with word problems. When my kids come home with their math, I can't do word problems. They say if you start to show poor judgment, if you start to withdraw. So let's say mom, dad, yourself, let's say you just don't really, husband, spouse, wife, you know, doesn't really want to go out, kind of forgetting things, not really as communicative, seems to be the worst person in the family to, you know, be managing the checkbook, starting to forget your medicines. Those could be signs. But keep in mind, many of us could have those signs if we're over-medicated on one of our medicines, if we're sleep-deprived, if we're depressed. So it's very difficult to say, look, if you have any of these symptoms, you're getting Alzheimer's. That's very, very difficult, because so many things could give you those signs. So, you know, I have here, sorry, I'm kind of looking through some of my stuff here, because we talk about Alzheimer's a lot, and this may actually be a great time to bring this up. There was a chart that I saw under helpguide.org. Here we have it, all right, where they said, let's kind of compare early Alzheimer's disease to some normal signs of change. So, for example, okay, let's say you can't find your keys. They say that's normal. Many of us can't find your keys, but they say if you routinely place important items in odd places, such as keys in the refrigerator, wallet in the dishwasher, that could be a sign of Alzheimer's. So you see, many of us displace our keys. I leave my keys on the back of the toilet seat because the first thing I do when I come home is pee. You know, so you could think that's odd, but if that's normal for me, then that's not Alzheimer's. But if you're starting to put things in the dishwasher, put things in the refrigerator, it's odd. Now, another way to also help differentiate is somebody who starts having Alzheimer's will do things more like a little child would. So if a little child is running around with keys, a lot of times you'll see that a toddler will stick it in the refrigerator, stick it in the dishwasher. All right? That's another way to kind of get that red flag, you know, get that sixth sense about it, okay? They say, let's say you're trying to search for casual names or words, and you have a little trouble. That's normal. You know, trying to recall something, having a Rick Perry moment, very, very normal. They say, if you forget names of family members and common objects and substitute words with inappropriate ones, then that's odd. Like, if you call your son your husband, right, then that's a little odd, okay, because you're really confusing who the person is. Let's say you briefly forget details of a conversation, right? I do this with my husband. I go, I swear you said that, you know, we were going to go to Hawaii in the summer. I'm like, well, I never said that. Okay, so you see, that's normal. But if you frequently forget entire conversations, if you have a conversation with somebody and they bring it up a week or two later and you're like, really? And the person's like, are you kidding me? We had this whole conversation. You were awake. Again, that could be a sign of early Alzheimer's. They say, let's say with temperature, all right, if you notice you're a little bit more cold, like me, I'm always cold. I'm always in sweaters. They say that's normal. You know, I'm almost wondering if I actually may have some early, because, you know, I mean, I'm trying to say I'm normal with all these. Maybe I'm not. All right, but they say if you're kind of always hot or always cold, even though, yeah, get your thyroid checked, parathyroid, things like that. But they say, okay, temperature issues. So look at that as, let's say, normal. Abnormal, more of early Alzheimer's, where you dress regardless of the weather, put on maybe two skirts or three skirts at a time. There's snow outside and you put on shorts. So you're not oriented to time and weather and situation. That's a sign of Alzheimer's. So, you know, if mom is wearing a bra outside her blouse, that could be a sign of Alzheimer's or dementia. You know, dementia too. When I talk about Alzheimer's, we could also open this up to dementia. Okay, can't find a recipe. Could be normal. You're looking around, you can't find a recipe. Yet, if you're looking at the recipe and you really can't follow the directions, I, you know, that could be a sign of an issue. Now, I can't cook. I can't follow recipe directions. So I'm going to go to my doctor right away, probably tomorrow with this one. Now, forget to record a check. All right. If you don't balance your checkbook correctly and you forget to record a check, all right, it happens. But if you can no longer manage your checkbook, balance figures, they say solve problems, think abstractly, that's a sign. That's what we just talked about. All right. If you are, if you're not the best person in the family to handle the finances, that could be a sign. Cancel a date with friends, right? Right. You don't really want to hang out with somebody. You just kind of want to, you know, stay in, do movie night. Right, sit on the couch and fart. That's fine. That's normal. However, if you are continually withdrawing, right, and just want to sit in front of the TV for hours, you sleep more than usual, that's a sign of withdrawal. All right. They say, let's say you're driving and you make an occasional wrong turn. Right. My husband makes many wrong turns, but we'll just say occasional. We'll put them in the OK pile or column. But if you get lost a lot, especially in familiar places, you know, or you're driving from your local grocery store and you don't know where home is, you're starting to get disoriented to place. That's a sign. All right. And then, you know, occasionally we feel sad. Those could be kind of normal fluctuations. You know, sometimes you're sad, sometimes you're in a good mood. But if you have rapid mood swings, going from tears to rage for no reason, again, think little child temper tantrum. That could be a sign of early Alzheimer's or dementia. I mean, I have temper tantrums a lot. I mean, I, you know, depending on how things go with this election, I'm probably going to be temper tantruming all the time. But again, the easiest way to do this, because I know a lot of people are like, wait a second, you went too fast. I didn't get to write all this down. You don't have to write all this down. Just keep in mind, if you start to act more like a 3-year-old would, or a 4-year-old, or a 2-year-old would, or you see that in your spouse, or you see that in your parents, brother, sister, that's probably one of the easier ways to, you know, identify, okay, we're having some dementia issues. But keep in mind, when you go to the doctor and bring your loved one to the doctor, or bring yourself to the doctor, bring your medications. I can't tell you how many times, oh my gosh, how many times family members thought that their loved one was going through Alzheimer's, and it turned out it was a medication that was, you know, clogging up their cognition. So bring your medications. And also depression could do that too. You know, we were, I don't know if I ever got to the story this week, but we were talking about how when you lose your spouse, especially women, they did a study with women, you can easily start becoming demented and form dementia. However, women who 5 years later were dating again were able to regain most of their cognition. Now, again, we had in our family, one of our family members lost her spouse, and we're talking within a year, I was ready to diagnose her with Alzheimer's. I was like, oh my gosh. You know, but then she got over the depression, she started to socialize, went out with some girlfriends, started to date, boom, is even more astute and acute than was before in the past. Now, I'm not saying go out and date somebody when your spouse dies, by no means, but they've done studies that, you know, you can start to lose your memory and your orientation, your cognitions, and you know, become depressed, but it could be reversible. We always think dementia is non-reversible. You have delirium and dementia. Delirious is when somebody becomes delirious, very acute, very rapid, a lot of times with medications, being sick, having pneumonia. Oh my gosh, my mom's delirious. Take her to the hospital. She could be getting sick. All right. And then dementia is more old, chronic, permanent. But we're finding you could actually reverse dementia if you find out that it's really not dementia, but something else. All right, guys. Great question. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We got Glenn calling from Pennsylvania. How you doing, Glenn? What's going on?
Very well, Dr. Dahlia. Hi. Wanted to mention the Alzheimer's thing for a minute. I'm a nurse by trade, an RN, and
oh, great.
I've worked in both, you know, geriatric and psychiatric settings and geri psych settings and stuff. And, you know, one of just what I perceive as an overemphasis on Alzheimer's relative to the overall problem of dementia and the more generalized organic brain syndrome, which is normal age-related shrinkage of the brain, diminishment
right.
of brain cells and that sort of thing. And the only really definitive diagnosis for Alzheimer's is in retrospect from an autopsy when they go looking for the tangled neuroganglia in the cells of the
right.
brain.
Right. You are so right. You know, Glenn, it's interesting because we had a family member, and the doctor had back in the late 80s, early 90s, said it was Alzheimer's. And when I went to medical school, I'm like, Alzheimer's, my foot? I think she had multi-infarct dementia. She had diabetes. She had high cholesterol, high blood pressure. And she had, you know, multiple little baby infarcts that started to cause her to lose cognition. But Alzheimer's was the big thing 20, 30 years ago that they were like, all right, it's Alzheimer's. But I agree. You have lots of changes with aging. The only thing is, you know, many people age, and as they get into their 70s or 80s, they probably won't leave their wallet in the dishwasher. You know, I think Alzheimer's may have some specific characteristics, but I think Alzheimer's is overdiagnosed when we're looking either at age-related changes or multi-infarct dementia, which is a hell of a lot more common.
Well, right, and I think what happens a lot of times, one of the chief distinctive characteristics of Alzheimer's is sudden anger outbursts and,
right,
and aggressiveness. And so you'll see, Alzheimer's, you'll see a tentative diagnosis made solely on the basis of that.
Yeah,
that's a bit overdone. But what bothers me is that so many people, it's become almost like people are running around parroting Alzheimer's. You hear so much talk about Alzheimer's about people who, like, you know, don't really understand it, you know, and it's just being, you know, overblown and over-touted even in the public mind. And,
right,
you know, so I think we need to approach issues of aging and changes in cerebration in a more holistic fashion.
Exactly.
You know, having this, you know.
Well, we were talking about cerebral atrophy and how, you know, many of us, we start to have shrinkage of the brain on MRI, and they said, well, that could be a sign of early Alzheimer's. But I can't tell you how many of my normal, healthy, astute patients, we MRI them, and yeah, they have cortical atrophy of the brain, but they're fine. So I agree with you. I think we're too quick to diagnose Alzheimer's, and I think it worries a lot of people because, you know, we look at Alzheimer's as, well, there's nothing we could do about it. And usually, again, something you diagnose post-mortem. But, I think, honestly, we need to live our lives healthy. We cut the smokes. We cut the alcohol. We eat healthy. We live a healthy life. And, you know, that's how we have to approach it. However, what's been happening is, scientists want to identify who has Alzheimer's so that if they finally get their acts together and find a medication, then boom, they could give it to people early. So that's why everyone's trying to look for amyloid plaques and doing these protein tests and their cerebral spinal fluid, et cetera, so that they identify the people, have their name in a database, and when they finally get their acts together, when they find a cure, then they could contact those people. But, I mean, we could be worrying people for nothing. So, Glenn, you brought up
right,
a good point. And, by the way, God bless you for all your nursing work. You guys are the backbone of our healthcare system. God bless you, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Happy New Year. All right, guys. Honestly, you know, whenever you listen to us talk about, especially my show, report on things with Alzheimer's, I know it scares us because nobody wants to outlive their mind. And that's what a lot of people do. They start to outlive their mind. And, you know, Newt Gingrich today was on the news, and I guess he started crying when he was talking about his mother because his mom had to be in a long-term care facility with Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's exists, and it is very debilitating and very difficult to watch. But I think a lot of Alzheimer's is actually a form of dementia that could be preventable. And whenever you read up on Alzheimer's or you hear reports, they always say the same thing. Well, how do you prevent Alzheimer's? You can't truly, truly prevent it, true Alzheimer's, but to prevent dementia, they say eat right, cut your smoking, cut your alcohol, watch your blood pressure, try to prevent yourself from getting these little mini infarcts, multi-infarcts, little lapses of blood flow to the brain. All right. And, you know, be more, just have a more healthy approach. And, you know, God forbid you have true genetic Alzheimer's. Hopefully by that time that, you know, you get diagnosed with that, they have something for us. But I think most of the people diagnosed with Alzheimer's may have had other dementias to it that could have possibly been preventable. It's very difficult, you know? You know, it's very easy to say now, hindsight. You know, we were talking about cholesterol medication and statins. Cholesterol medication has been shown to decrease the onset of dementia, and I guess today there was also a report that it could also lower your risk of prostate cancer. Now, I'm not saying everybody go on cholesterol medication. All right, I'd rather you eat healthy, try to do it the more natural way, but again, it goes back to the idea of less cholesterol, less clotting, right? Less little infarcts. Now, let's switch over then to prostate cancer and statins tied to lower risk. Now, they actually found that if you have an aggressive prostate cancer, people that have lower cholesterol may have less of a chance of getting the aggressive prostate cancer. Now, they're acting like this is a top headline. I could swear we talked about this on the show a couple weeks ago. All right, but this is from a different study. Looks like this is the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey and New Brunswick. And what they did is they looked at 380 men who died of prostate cancer and another 380 of the same age and race without prostate cancer. Most of the men were white in their mid to late 60s. And they found that men who died of prostate cancer was half as likely to have taken a cholesterol medication at any time for any duration than the men of the control group. All right, yet, of course, if they had high cholesterol, They aren't talking people who didn't take the statin, didn't have the high cholesterol, those that had high cholesterol. So what are they trying to say? They're trying to say that people that probably took statin medications to control their cholesterol had less of a chance of getting the aggressive prostate cancer. Now, somebody could say, wait a second, Dahlia, they were going to the doctor. They were going to the doctor for the cholesterol medication. So when they went for their blood work, they probably had their PSA watch closer. Yeah, could be. Could be, but this isn't the first time they're saying these cholesterol medicines protect against cancer. This isn't the first time. So we talk about medications. I talk about how I'm not a huge fan of medications. I like doing things as natural as possible. But the one group of medications I am in love with time and time again are these statin medications. I've never had a person have a heart attack on a statin medication. And I've never had a person, knock on wood, come to think of it, with a very aggressive prostate cancer. In fact, any of my patients that we have found prostate cancer were very early, mild. Now, we have found them in early, younger people, 40 and 50 years old, that might have become aggressive. But why? I was doing their blood work for their cholesterol, come to think of it. Why? So I got to tell you, 90% of my men have high cholesterol. I did see a patient today with high blood pressure, 55 years old, cholesterol perfect. I told him, wow, I don't have a lot of men like you. Speaking of prostate cancer, they're saying now milk intake in your teens could predispose you to advanced prostate cancer. They looked at older Icelandic men. All right, and they think maybe the years around puberty when the prostate matures could have been a heightened vulnerability for the gland. So those that were taking in the extra fat and the milk possibly could have predisposed them to something later on down the line. They said that many of these men that had the aggressive prostate cancer drink milk regularly, although those that didn't, that drink it less of a connection. I don't know. You know, milk gives you nice strong bones. I'd rather these kids drink milk than, you know, Red Bull. So again, it's just one study. As I hate these studies. Cause I'm like, what? Oh my gosh, should I throw the milk out? No. But you know what? Okay, we were just talking about cholesterol just a few seconds ago. Maybe people having high fat milk. I mean, in Iceland, maybe they're not drinking 2%. Maybe they're drinking goat milk. Maybe they're drinking high fat milk. Maybe it's the fat content. Maybe it's the cholesterol. All right, just kind of take all of this with a grain of salt, but that was the latest study. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself.
you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please, of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Throughout the holiday, you will be getting medical updates, news updates. Like I'm sure you all heard, Katy Perry and Russell Brand, after 14 months, have called it quits. I got to tell you, these Hollywood marriages, I guess, what's the average now? It's 14 months? You all know Katy Perry. She's the one that sang that, "I kissed a girl and I liked it." That one, that's Katy Perry. And her husband, Russell Brand, he's the crazy long-haired guy. I guess he's a recovering addict. Funny guy, has been in some Adam Sandler movies. I forget some of the movies he actually starred in, where he was a headliner. Something to the Greek, take him to the Greek, something like that. All right, those two broke up. I know, big shocker. Big shocker. I tell you, people idolize. Kids are idolizing these people. What are we teaching our kids? We're teaching our kids that like Sinead O'Connor, what, 18 days? She was married 18 days? Britney Spears? What's everybody doing? Kim Kardashian? This is what our kids are watching. You know, honestly, talk to your kids, talk to your grandkids, and say whatever happens in Hollywood, all right, stays in Hollywood. Okay, those of us living in Pennsylvania or Southern Nevada or Phoenix, Arizona or whatever, Las Vegas, okay, a little different, okay, right, maybe, you know. Now, good news, Etta James may be getting better. Don't worry, I won't sing any Etta James songs. Gosh, yeah, I got to tell you, in the shower, right, if I'm over my cold, I could maybe hit a couple of the notes. But other than that, no, I won't make it out of jail. But Etta James, remember, she was considered terminal. They said she was circling the drain. Everybody was scared at her bedside. They said she's been doing better and taken off the respirator. So she is putting up a fight. A good girl. Love this woman. Good girl. So Etta James, you know, the one that sung At Last and many other amazing, amazing songs, has been, looks like, making a nice little recovery here, even though she is battling stage 4 leukemia. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is kind of a weird story. You guys are going to love this. There was a woman who was 20 years old, okay, I guess snuck into a bar and was drinking. She drives drunk, gets into a car crash, and she becomes paralyzed. Well, she's 22 years old now. Her name is Chelsea Hess. Okay, she's from South Carolina. She now is suing the bar that she snuck into and drank, saying the barman or the bartender should have asked her to show her ID. She is suing the bar. Despite being a year under the legal age to drink when she was 20, right, she had spent several hours at Jock's Sport Grill in Bluffton, South Carolina, where she drank with friends and played billiards. She left the premises at billiards. Who plays at billiards? That's pool. All right. When she left the premises at 1 a.m., she was driving home. Her car ran off the road. I think she wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Her legal limit of alcohol was over the limit to drive. She was ejected from her vehicle because she wasn't wearing a seatbelt, suffered injuries to the point where she is now paralyzed, decided to sue the Department of Transportation, the town of Bluffton and Beaufort County, claiming they had failed to properly maintain the road where she crashed. Can you believe that? The lawsuit says the wheels of her 2000 Mitsubishi car suddenly dropped off into a large, unmaintained area on the shoulder of a road, which caused her to lose control of her vehicle. She was drunk. She was, and there's a lawyer that took this case? Wow. She's seeking punitive damages that could run into millions and cover the cost of around-the-clock care. I cannot believe there'd be a lawyer that would actually take this case. And honestly, I mean, if anything goes her way with this, I am going to have absolutely no faith in our judicial system. Now, I mean, she drives drunk. And she, now, all right, somebody could argue that a bar that did serve to a minor could lose its license. I mean, a bar should know who its patrons are. But no, the bar should not sue. The bar should not be sued by her and for her damages. She wanted to drink. She went in there knowingly. That's absolute baloney. All right. Now, here's another crazy story. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. There's two doctors accused of performing late-term abortions in Maryland that have been arrested because police found, this is disgusting, a freezer full of 20 to 35-week-old fetuses. 35-week-old, that's a week or two from full term. What are they doing aborting a 35-week fetus? Doctor said over a year ago they were investigated when they allegedly botched an abortion on an 18-year-old girl, leaving her with a ruptured uterus. This 18-year-old girl had a ruptured uterus after going through a 21-week abortion, 21-week-old fetus abortion. So, of course, it hit the radar. The police looked into it, and they found some fetuses aborted at the 35-week mark. I got to tell you, these late-stage abortions, I don't understand how they could do that. They say Maryland is one of the most lax states when it comes to abortion law. They say the discovery of these fetuses is gruesome. By comparison, the state's Planned Parenthood facilities are not licensed to perform abortions past the 19th week of term. You know, they say, you know, going through labor and these girls going through an actual pregnancy and labor and, you know, passing the placenta, et cetera, is much more harmful to the woman's body. But really, going through an abortion at the 35-week, I mean, my baby was 36 weeks old, and luckily he was considered full term. I mean, 35, if you give birth to a 35-week-old, let's say you don't want to abort, okay? You're pregnant, you go into early labor. If your baby is 35 weeks, all right, as long as his lungs are making surfactant, as long as he's breathing on his own, as long as his weight is above at least 5 pounds, many times you get to take the baby home. Usually they will keep the baby for about a day or two, sometimes even a week or two, depending on if they need billy lights, etc. But I have seen some babies at the 36-week mark able to go home. So at 35 weeks, she could have given it up for adoption. I don't know what these doctors were thinking. The girl who had the ruptured uterus, she was at a 19th week. All right. By 19 weeks, 20 weeks, you kind of know the sex of the baby. Baby is formed enough where you see legs, arms waving around, scrotum. If it's a boy, girl, you won't see that, obviously. I mean, so they're looking more like babies. However, 19 week, they probably wouldn't survive. A 35-week-old could survive. Just you just wonder, really, really unscrupulous. Okay. Oh, really quickly, a lot of you are snowboarding. A lot of you are skiing. All right. I got to tell you, I love to ski. Can't snowboard worth a damn. I'm not very good. It makes sense of snowboarding, you know, kind of like surfing and the way you distribute your weight. So those people that get the hang of it pretty quickly. But for the rest of us, we break our elbows, we break our shoulders, we fall down. Very dangerous. I can't tell you, probably most of the injuries I see in my office during this time of year are ski and snowboard injuries. Snowboard more than skiing. So be careful. All right. So I guess the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons is recommend the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, right, is recommending that you check the forecast, you dress in layers so you don't get hypothermia. Make sure you examine your gear. Make sure your gear is good. Don't go alone. All right. You don't want to get lost. You don't want to get stuck. Make sure you're always going with somebody. Make sure you know your trail signs. Pay very close attention to all signs and hazards. Wear your helmets, please, if you can. Avoid sledding your streets, cars, or other obstacles. You can't trust the snow. It's ice. Make sure you warm up. Bring extra socks. Okay, your socks get wet, right? Bring extra socks. You need to have warm feet. Stay hydrated. Drink plenty of fluids. Make sure you're physically fit. Know the rules. Know how to identify hypothermia and frostbite. Don't let your car get stuck. Make sure people know where you are. Check in as you're driving, so people, if, you know, somebody loses communication with you, they know where you are. And, of course, you know, don't be drinking. Don't be drinking when you're doing your winter sports. I know New Year's, and I know, I get it. I know, I was young once, okay? But come on, guys, keep it cool and be safe. Okay. Oh, no, we're coming up on the end. You know what? I think we really got practically it all covered. We were just going to talk about some predictions. I'll probably talk about that in the next hour. But for the most part, I think we're going to make huge headway in our vaccines, some huge cancer headway. And I think we're going to probably be breathing better air because there's going to be some more EPA regulations. Other than that, guys, you have a great rest of the drive home. If not, stay tuned for another hour of Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin. vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, you know, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.